right, ladies and gentlemen, this is WCHL, home of Freddie Cogger's Trivia Quiz.
Thank you, folks, for being the stage to allow me to pontificate for now over a decade.
Who else would let this guy on the air every day?
This is correct.
This wouldn't happen.
I know.
Nobody else would put up with that.
This is true. But we've had fun.
Just me.
Yeah. Well, me and you put up a lot with each other for many years anyway.
True. Exactly.
Folks,
right.
We got a lot of stories, a lot of miles.
A lot of trivial stuff.
Yes, we do.
Pass along. Some of it we can't pass along on the air.
This would be correct.
What kind of question do you have today?
Baseball.
Oh, good.
This has been a time, All-Star Game has just ended a few days ago, and we're going to do something for baseball. So all my baseball friends out there, Ed Loudermilk, Dr. Patrick Gutierrez.
They have a
competition in the office there.
Yeah, Patrick Gutierrez and
between Dr. Gutierrez
and Pixie.
And Pixie, one of the nurses there.
A lot of people are passionate about baseball.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you like baseball.
Stirs the passions. Well, I was one of those when I was growing up and everything.
When you were growing up?
When I was growing up, a young adult, I followed Major League Baseball just religiously. I knew all the statistics. I knew everybody's batting average, earned run average, everything there was to know about Major League Baseball. And then it was like the very first time the players went on strike.
Yeah, free agency stuff.
I kind of stopped. I kind of lost interest. Yeah. I got really kind of angry about all that.
Yep.
And I never have picked it back up. I still love going out to watch the Tar Heels play.
Sure.
Bosheimer Stadium, going over to watch Durham Bulls play, and my son growing up played baseball.
Yep.
My daughter played it as well, and just I loved it, but I don't follow it like I used to.
Well, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan, so I follow the Indians pretty religiously, having a pretty good season, but free agency and that whole, and the use of steroids, baseball about handing down as of late. Sanctions against several players who took performance-enhancing drugs and what have you. The whole landscape has changed. And
just,
you know what?
Just
it kind of reminds me of what it's done
me.
To college basketball, the NBA. Don't get me started
exactly,
on that.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
It's
really
baseball.
Kind of disheartening.
But here's a baseball question.
All right, good. Good.
Who is the oldest man ever to pitch a Major League perfect game?
The oldest man
to ever pitch a Major League perfect game. And of course, in a perfect game, nobody reaches base.
Right.
Nobody.
Not even a base on balls.
Nope. Not a hit batter, nothing like that. 27 people come to the plate, 27 people go back to the bench.
Yeah.
Who was the oldest man ever to pitch a Major League perfect game? I'll give you a hint. It was back in May of 2004.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's 72% off, $54 for 3 bar classes, available now for $15. Core bar classes are different from any fitness routine you've ever done, fusing elements of cardio, yoga, and weight training classes that tone and shapes your body. With today's deal, get 3 core bar classes or choose from any of the 23 classes they offer, including Pilates and Power Yoga. It's 72% off from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, Freddie Cogger asking a baseball question this morning, and of course, real baseball aficionados jumped on it like lightning.
Yep.
And this guy could throw like lightning, too.
Boy, my goodness, yes. Tall, lanky, probably stood 6'7", 6'8".
Big guy.
Oh, yeah. Was with the Seattle Mariners for a while, then came to the state of Texas, then wound up where he performed this feat with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Randy
Johnson.
Correct. Right. He was 40 years of age.
That's amazing.
May 18th, 2004.
Well, it's amazing to do it at any age. But when you're still...
And he did it away, not at home.
Yeah.
He did it at Turner Field against the Braves. The D-backs won the game 2-0. Johnson came into the game 3-4. 3 wins, 4 losses on the season. 2.83 ERA. He pitched in that game 117 pitches. Struck out 13. And his perfect game surpassed the record previously held by Cy Young, who was 37 when he threw his back in 1904.
Wow. So I was going to say, it's just a major league accomplishment for anybody to do it. But when you're 40 years old and you can do it, that's great.
Yeah, I think it was only like the 17th perfect game in the history of baseball.
You're pitching against a lot of guys who could be your son.
Oh, yeah, and you make one mistake, they're going to make you pay for it.
Yeah,
get the ball out over the plate. You get away with like two or three of those. Mm-hmm. But I think the closest he had a chance of blowing the perfect game was like in the first or second inning.
Mm-hmm.
But great barehanded play by one of his infielders to get a runner out. He came into an elevator when I was doing WNBA down in Houston.
Really?
Yeah. Man, tall, lanky. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really lanky.
Kind of hard
in fact, I played in a slow pitch perfect game.
You did?
Yes. I won't call the team's name because I'd be embarrassed as heck in a slow pitch softball game to be perfect gamed.
Wow.
But our pitcher, when I was playing with Kaplan's, John Hudson, Matt Williams, and a bunch of the guys many, many years ago, we were in a tournament over at Cedar Falls, not far from your house.
Yeah.
We won a game 2-0, and our pitcher, 21 people came to the plate, 21 went back to the bench.
Wow.
Slow pitch softball.
How in the world?
No kidding.
They do that.
I told Coach Ken Miller one time that at Chapel Hill High School when he was still coaching there, and he's like, was the ball beeping, son?
It must have been was it a regulation size softball?
Yeah, no, it was a regular game. Yeah,
wow,
unbelievable.
Oh my goodness! Hey, thanks a lot, man.
I see you. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday.
All right.